Do you sense that Marty is a lot more comfortable in his second season here, and that the players he's brought back are a lot more comfortable with him and the system?
Marty's always been comfortable. I mean, he's a guy with a ton of experience and a guy that really knows what he's doing. So he's always been comfortable. I think the fact that he doesn't have to, you know, the teaching is different. When you start from ground zero, you know, maybe the comprehension of it or whatever is much greater, obviously, this year than it was last year at this time.
Rex, do you feel like you've given Geno a lot more weapons this year to work with?
I feel better about our receiving core than right now than at any time last year. You know, and I think it's, you know, obviously that's easy to say. We added Eric Decker. You know, that's a big get. You know, we had a couple of draft picks we think are going to help. But also, let's face it, we had David Nelson. We had, you know, Salas. We had guys that we just picked up, you know, that we had to fire on the field. Well, they're a lot different now in their familiarity with the, which is a tough word for me to say, obviously, but, you know, they come in, they're, you know, they know this system. And so I think they're more, you know, proficient in it than they were at any time last year.
Do you feel the biggest source of improvement with Geno will be a reduction in turnovers?
Well, I think, yeah, I think that'll be the most noticeable, you know, thing when you look at it. And I think the wins, you know, that's what we want. We want less turnovers and more wins.
Do you see a big difference in Geno's comfort in that he's not starting from ground zero with Marty? He now has the system.
Oh, yeah. It's nice. I mean, it's night and day. It is night and day different. You know, when he first came in, now we saw the big arm. You know, he looked great in individual drills because he can throw it with anybody. But, okay, maybe not Cutler and Stafford. I get it. But other than that, probably anybody. But he's – you know, right now, this is, you know, he knows this system. This is his, you know, it's Marty's system, but it's his system. And it's kind of what he's grown up in, you know, so to speak.
How are you going to, with the three running backs, how are you going to divide that? And is that going to be game plan specific depending on the opponent? Or is it even feasible to get three guys, you know, decent work in each game?
I think it's feasible to get all three guys in there. I mean, they're really good players. So, but to say that you're going in and absolutely this guy's going to get a third of the snaps and this guy a third and all that, you know, you never do that. You know, somebody's just lighting them up, and I think you'll go with that hot hand. But again, we feel great about all three of those guys, and we will play all three of them in every game.
Rex, why did Winters win the job over Ibushi?
Because he, even though Ibushi played well, we thought Winters played better. I think Winters he's got a chance. I think he's got a chance to be, you know, an outstanding player. I really do. And Ibushi's, again, he probably, and I don't know, you go into things, you let things sort out, but I'm not so sure I thought Ibushi would have the kind of training camp that he did, which was great because he's pushing Willie, pushing, you know, Winters, pushing, you know, to play tackle. And so I was really happy with him. But in some of the games, quite honestly, I thought Winters played maybe as good as anybody in a couple of those preseason games.
Would you do a couple more for Breno? Something happened to Breno. Would your first option for that spot be Oden? Would it be Ajulana? Or you want Ajulana exclusively on the left side? How would you handle that, given that Ibushi is kind of a swing guy?
Well, again, you know, that's you know, we have two guys that we feel pretty comfortable with that can, you know, back up both tackles, and with Ibushi's case, he can back up guard as well.